This is Tom Warren inviting you to hear 5 Gospel Minutes, an integral part of the International Gospel Hour. Today I want to study with you a lesson from the 8th chapter of the book of Acts, beginning with verse 26. Here we have the account of the conversion of a man who had been lost. We find today many accounts of conversions. People stand up and testify in various sorts of religious meetings. They testify over radio and television, books and tracts and so forth. But human testimony as to salvation is worthless unless those testimonies are in harmony with the sacred teachings of Almighty God. We can depend upon the conversion accounts that are given in the New Testament because we know that those accounts were given by men who were inspired by the Holy Spirit. Let us remember that the account here of this man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of Ethiopia, a man of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, is under the authority of the Great Commission. You remember, of course, that Jesus gave his life for the sins of the world, that he was buried, resurrected from the dead, made various appearances to his apostles and others, and just before his ascension to the right hand of God to be seated on his throne, there to reign as King of kings and Lord of lords until he comes again to call all men into judgment, gave what has been aptly termed the Great Commission. It is great because it is addressed to all men. It is great because it brings absolute salvation from sin. And it is great because it will last until the end of time. Now, this commission involves, as we find according to Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16, these obligations. Jesus said, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that disbelieveth shall be condemned." It is therefore clear that Jesus is making the point that the believer is not saved until he is baptized. Again, we find in the Great Commission, according to Matthew's record, Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 20, and Jesus said, "All authority hath been given unto me in heaven and on earth. Go ye therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." Notice again that Jesus, by his authority, and he makes clear that he and he alone has all authority in heaven and on earth during the gospel age. That means that neither I nor any other preacher or any other religious leader of any sort has any authority whatever to declare to men what they must or must not do in order to be pleasing to God. The matter is entirely in the hands of Jesus, as he has sent the Holy Spirit to guide the apostles and the prophets in the writing of the New Testament, which they have done, according to Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 5. But here we find in Acts chapter 8 the account of an angel of the Lord speaking unto Philip the evangelist, and telling him to arise and go toward the south on the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which, he said, is desert. And Philip arose and went, and behold, there was a man of Ethiopia, a man who had great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, and he was over all of her treasure, and he had come to Jerusalem to worship. This indicates that he was either a Jew or a proselyte to the Jewish religion. A very sincere man, therefore, having made the long trip from Ethiopia up to Jerusalem to worship. And he was returning to his own land and sitting in his chariot and was reading the prophet Isaiah. And the Spirit said unto Philip, "Go near and join thyself to this chariot." And Philip ran to him and heard him reading Isaiah the prophet and said, "Understandest thou what thou readest?" And the Ethiopian replied, "How can I except some man should guide me?" Here we see a lost man with great honesty, but we have not yet seen what he had to do in order to be saved. Our time is gone for today. We want to thank you for listening to 5 Gospel Minutes, a part of the International Gospel Hour. Please do be with us for our next broadcast.